Let's just go ahead and jump in and talk about the tariffs that went into effect today and then the retaliatory tariffs from China that were also put into effect.
Right, and this is just going to make the financial pain that producers have been feeling, it's just going to get a little worse. Our tariffs on U.S. pork going to China now top 60%. China already had a 12% tariff on U.S. pork going there. Then, of course, they added the retaliatory tariffs of 25% on April 2nd, and now today another 25% on our exports going there. And that is in response to the U.S. tariffs related to China's actions related to intellectual property and forced technology transfer. So, yeah, this is going to have a again, make that economic financial pain that producers are feeling a little more just a little more hurtful.
What does NPPC hope to see happen from here?
What we'd really like to see happen is an end to all of these trade disputes. But we understand what the administration is trying to do. I mean, particularly with the tariffs that the U.S. put on this morning on Chinese goods, related to this intellectual property theft and forced technology transfers. I mean, these are not fair trading practices, and we need all of our trading partners to abide by the rules. But we're feeling, our producers are feeling, a lot of financial pain here. So something needs to happen soon, whether that's ending the trade disputes or some kind of mitigation for hog farmers, or for really for all of U.S. agriculture.
Do you think that there's a chance that things could be negotiated?
We hope so. My understanding is that the two sides have been talking, China and the U.S. So hopefully something will get done. China has a growing middle class that loves our product. It certainly, I think, needs to import pork. And the U.S. is the lowest cost producer of pork, so hopefully they'll recognize that, and we will get an agreement here soon that everybody abide by the trade rules and just have a level playing field.
Definitely. And then, really, that's a lot of what I wanted to ask. Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
Well, these Chinese tariffs come just a day after a tariff from Mexico went from 10% to 20%. So it's the cumulative impact of these things that is really hurting. The initial 25% retaliatory tariff that China put on at the beginning of April certainly caused some difficulties for producers for our exports going to China, but I think they could have weathered that maybe, but then China, or excuse me, then Mexico put a 10% tariff on pork at the beginning of June, and as I said, that has now gone up to 20% as of yesterday. So coupled with China, Mexico combined, you're talking about 40% of our exports going to just those two countries, and both of them have tariffs on our products going in there. That makes our product in those countries more expensive and therefore less competitive. So that's a problem. We need to get these things resolved soon.